some good things. Still a lot to learn from on all sides of the ball, special teams, defense, offense. So, yeah, you know, built a good foundation, but still a lot of work to do.
What was it like, you know, some of those legends, you know, they come out every year and all that?
Yeah, it's awesome that they come out this time every year. We get to go break some bread with them and, you know, just listen to kind of the things that, you know, they went through when they were playing and, you know, how it's changed since. And we're fortunate as players now for everything that those guys did before us.
What was the best moment or the funniest thing that somebody said or what have you?
Over the years?
No, just right now.
Oh, I mean, there was mostly just introductions.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
What's the dynamic like with when Terrence comes out back at safety with you?
Yeah, he can play anywhere. He can play corner, nickel, safety, play anywhere on special teams. Probably knows all the linebacker stuff, too. So, it's just fun being back there with a guy like that and who has so much experience at every different level. I'm always trying to learn from him. Whether he's talking about playing corner or safety or whatever.
See, just because of the knowledge, the safety position kind of make a lot of sense for him in some ways, just because he can kind of see the whole field.
Yeah, and he just loves football. He loves learning everything about football. So, you know, he can sit in the classroom and not get any reps at safety and come out and know exactly what the key, where to line up, what to do.
You ever have to give him advice at the position?
I mean, we talk about things, just, you know, different things to look at and stuff. And no matter what, you're not going to play every play right. So there's always things to learn from.
Harrison, when you look at a guy, a rookie like Mike, when you think about yourself just, you know, 5 or 6 years back, what kinds of things can you help him with in transition as he gets, you know, ready for his first training camp?
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, you can't, you know, you have to go out and make the plays. But there's things as far as studying, as far as just your mindset, the way you prepare for training camp, what you do from this time until we show up. You know, those are things that those guys don't know. You know, you've been in college for 3, 4, 5 years, and they kind of have a regiment for you, and you're in summer school and you're doing that. Now we're just kind of turned loose, and so you have to have a plan in place. Mentally, physically, be ready to go in July, and then, you know, it's going to be that rookie year is long. You know, coming from your last year to the combine, the training, and all that stuff. So you have to know how to balance it as you get ready to go, you know, all the way through the season.